This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on air. Call in line rooms over there for you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump in any one of those that you want. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting in the studio here with us. It's Ian,
Vincent,
and Daryl.
Coming up here tonight, Vincent, you've got a story about this. Our Ocasio-Cortez, the new socialist, self-avowed socialist, U.S. representative from, I think, New York State?
Yes.
If I recall correctly. So we can get into that. She apparently wants to give a fist to, or give a fisting to.
She wants
the,
to run a train.
Run a train,
run
that's
a train
right.
On
the progressive movement. So we can we can get into that coming up here in moments. Let's go first, though, to the phones. To the phone, we got David in New Mexico. He says he's calling from jail. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, Bubba, give me that soap. Yeah, hey, am I on?
I'm pretty sure they don't actually let you have the phone in the bathroom. But
rape is real, David.
It's not funny.
Man, I got the prison rape act here, so we're all protected, man. And
calling from jail?
Of course, I'm calling from jail, man. You said I was going to jail, so you would you be wrong?
Well, sure, I can be wrong. And no, I didn't say for sure you were going to jail. You had called last night saying that you were arrested for having missed a court date. You did a failure to appear, as they call it in court. You were then arrested, brought in front of the court, and the court, instead of arraigning you right then, set another date for another arraignment. And you told us last night that today was going to be the day for that arraignment, and that you intended to skip that arraignment as well, so that you intended to, again, purposefully miss court a second time. And I said, you know, there's a chance you're going to jail, because if you keep telling a judge you're going to be somewhere and, you know, going to be in court and you don't go more than once, it's likely that they're going to ratchet up the penalties on you for that. They could hit you with a jail sentence for what they call contempt of court, and that can be for as little as a night, and it can be for as long in many states as 6 months without any kind of check. I mean, they can do longer than 6 months, but then they have to, like, answer to some panel of other judges in that case. So I guess you're calling to brag because you missed a court date without getting arrested quite yet?
Oh, probably, yeah. Oh, hey, first of all, as an airline transport pilot, I would prefer by 100 miles that every single passenger be armed behind me than that nobody was armed.
Okay.
So there's that. And, cell phones in prison. I've seen on a dozen occasions prisoners in Florida and one other southern state broadcasting live on the Internet from inside the prison with cell phones, smartphones that they bought from prison guards.
I knew a guy who was able to get not only the components to make a tattooed gun or whatever it's called, but he was able to get an Xbox put in his jail, and he was in some I think he said it was one of the southern prisons, and he said he made moonshine in prison, he made all sorts.
Yeah, they
of
do
stuff.
That. Yeah, that's true.
But I'm still stuck. So why would you skip? You know, because obviously we hear people getting, you know, beating whatever charges because a cop doesn't show up to record dates. But why would you miss a court date when you say you're going to be there? Isn't that very rude?
Well,
why would you do such a thing?
Well, because as I was telling Ian, I had filed a perfectly valid, very critical motion, and the judge just flat out ignored the motion and required me to show up, and that was something that I was going to end up taking to the federal court. But like I said, we happened to know who the pro tem judge was going to be today, and we knew the way that he behaved in the courtroom, and he did exactly as we predicted and honored the motion and did not require me to be in attendance or sanction me for failing to appear. I did fail to appear, but what he did is he just threw out my hearing and rescheduled it for later so that there's time to consider the various motions that I had filed. So
just to be clear, your attorney went into the courtroom, but you weren't present.
The public defender went into the courtroom, yes.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit different because then you have your legal representation there in court,
right,
and they can make motions on your behalf.
But I wasn't there, and the judge that had denied my motion specifically said she wanted my physical body in the courtroom, and she would not reconsider that. And I was directly defying that because of all of the different things that I knew, and it turned out I was correct.
Gotcha. Well, good for you. So where does this go from here, David?
So now they'll schedule another hearing somewhere down the line with plenty of time to consider the other valid motions that I've filed. And then once they consider the motions that I've filed, then there will be no problem with coordinating with the court to go forward with them getting their butt kicked. But they need to consider my motions or act on my motions before we can go forward.
Well, best of luck to you. You're facing a case where you were arrested for basically telephone harassment after calling back a radio station when they told you to not call them back. Your argument is it's a public radio station. You should have a right to call and that they shouldn't be able to prevent you. And it's an interesting claim. Thank you for the call tonight. We'll see how that develops for him over time. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We want to get into the Cortez thing. Or we still have fake news, right?
We've still got some stuff about the fake news.
The fake news study that they looked at posts, thousands and thousands of posts by people on Facebook and such, and they found that elderly people, over 65, were more likely than any other age group, by significant factors, it sounded like, to actually share fake news stories.
And people who identified as very conservative were also more likely at about the same rates. Whereas like 7% more likely for those over 65 to share fake news than people aged 18 to 29. And it was 6.8% more likely that self-described very conservative people would share fake news than people that were self-described as very liberal, and 6.7 times more likely than people described as moderates.
But what's not clear is whether or not they were sharing news that was sort of designed to appeal to them.
Right, and that's the next paragraph here, where one of the researchers, Jonathan Nagler, said he was not surprised that conservatives in 2016 shared more fake news, but he and his colleagues said that doesn't necessarily mean that conservatives are by nature more gullible when it comes to this sort of thing. It could simply reflect that, as you speculated, Ian, that there was much more pro-Trump fake news that was posted during that time period. However, his partner on this study said in an email that conservatives post more fake news because they tend to be more extreme with, quote, less ideological variation than their liberal counterparts, and they take their lead from President Trump, who advocates, supports, shares, and produces fake news and fake information on a regular basis. The researchers looked
this
at differences.
This does seem a little biased.
Well, I mean, like, I'll let you finish, but my reservation when I first heard that was, you know, like, her definition of fake news. I mean, I don't doubt that a lot of things that they shared were absolutely fabricated.
Their definition
falsified.
Of fake news was things that had been proven to be factually incorrect.
Well, but that's the thing with, like, Snopes, and they have, like, these fact checkers who, all, in a lot of cases, are biased themselves, or there's different interpretations of things, and so, I mean, I'm thinking, yeah, I agree with Ian, that probably there is some bias in that. Like, I mean, CNN and Fox News are both considered mainstream, and I view both of them equally as fake news. They're just propaganda outlets, and they spew out things that's fake all the time, but because they have, you know, big money behind them, people just, you know, they're like, oh, well, they're establishment. So I don't think they consider that as fake news, but a source like Free Keen, which, you know, isn't news, but, you know, might tell the truth, they'd say, oh, that's fake news because Ian's a radical extremist blogger.
The now, researchers...
Wait, go back one moment into that last paragraph, Daryl, that you'd shared, the statement about what's different
one
between
of the
conservatives...
One of the researchers... this is not as part of the official study.
Right.
This is one of the researchers expressing an opinion about why he thinks conservatives post more fake news. He said that they tend to be more extreme with less ideological variation than their liberal counterparts and take their lead from Donald Trump.
That's probably true. They're taking the lead from Donald Trump. But what does it mean they're more extreme and and they've got less ideological variation between each other as compared to liberals? What's the ideological variation between liberals
versus more infighting on? I've seen more infighting on conservative sides than liberal sides. So for me, that's
they all probably infight over stupid crap.
I mean, but
just
like more politics. Well,
there's more coming up.
Less
you. We got more from the study. Toll free number is 855-450 free, and then we'll go into the progressive world with this Ocasio Cortez and some news about her. It's Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. And the toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join us in there. And, of course, take control of the airwaves, ring up what you want. We've been talking about fake news. We're going to get back into that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome, and you can bring up anything. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And it's Daryl.
All right, so we're going to go to those phone calls, and then a little bit more from the fake news story.
Yes.
We've got Bobby. He's on the line in Florida on our Discord line. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yes, I'd like to say anybody that is out there that listens to Free Talk Live, these shows that you do on Tuesday, the after show Free Talk Live, I would like to encourage everybody to listen if they can online. It's twitch.tv/LRN_FM. And the show last night was just amazing. I thought it was very entertaining. It's called Freer Talk Live, and no FCC, and so it's a lot more open. And I think that I enjoyed it a lot, even though there was some tension and disagreements and everything.
And some horrible, horrifying ideas being expressed by Free Talk Live, or not Free Talk Live, but by former Free Talk Live host, since has been banned from being a host on Free Talk Live, Chris Cantwell, who joined us last night.
Bobby, please be honest. How much did Ian pay you, Ian or Mark, pay you to call in?
Oh, well, I wish they would have paid me to call in because, you know, I actually think I wish I could have tipped for that show last night. I would have paid them just for that entertainment alone because it was just so funny that some of the things that the guest was saying, not the terrible racist things that he was saying, just some of the outrageous things that he was saying. If he was the government, what he would do to the people that was underneath him that he didn't like sounded, you know, like some crazy dictator. I don't know who would want that guy to rule them.
And he actually believes that he can do it. He actually believes that he can become the government, that he can be this, like, that he can lead this sort of white nationalist revolution or something like that, even though the thing basically fell apart right after Charlottesville.
He could lead the incel army.
Yes, and that the libertarians didn't have a chance, but he does.
Well, that's true.
I mean, he actually made that argument.
Right. He actually...
I thank you guys for that. It was just amazing, and please keep it up, and I love you guys.
Thanks for the call tonight, Bobby. I appreciate the call. That's Bobby there in Florida. Sounding good there on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and you can join us over at discord.lrn.fm. All right.
So a little bit more here. The researchers, in addition to looking at political ideology, where the people in the study self-described as very conservative, moderate, very liberal, and I'm guessing they probably also had the options of somewhat conservative, somewhat liberal.
Yeah.
Doesn't mention that.
Never libertarian, here. Of course.
Correct. Yeah. Or almost never. They also looked at age groups, so over 65, 18 to 29, I think it was 30 to 44, and then like 45 to 64. They also looked at gender, race, and income, but could not find any statistically significant differences based on those things.
Okay, so rich people not any more or less likely than poor people to share fake
news. Correct. After much criticism, Facebook has made changes to fight fake news. Then there's also a quote here from MIT's Deb Roy, a former Twitter chief media scientist.
Before you go on, I know you're still on Facebook. I've been off for more than a year. Do they have you can report something as offensive? Is there now like a fake news reporting on there? I just wonder what kind of changes they've made to fight fake news.
Give me a moment, and I'll look. I know that they have said that they've fought it. One of the things that I know that they have done is if you are sharing, or rather not sharing, but if you're boosting, meaning, like, I want to pay for more people to see this post,
right.
If it's political content, you have to jump through some know your customer things to prove that you're a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
That way, Russian bots can't wind up boosting allegedly. But former Twitter chief media scientist, don't know what that is, but this person works with MIT, Deb Roy, said the problem is that the American news diet, quote, is full of balkanized narratives with people seeking information that they agree with and calling true news that they don't agree with fake news.
Yep. This is why we need the government to regulate what's true and what's not so people aren't spreading all this fake garbage.
No, because then you just wind up having government propaganda everywhere.
Well, that's what we are being on. Being honest, yeah, that's what we already have is government propaganda anywhere. Anyway, so I don't see much of a difference.
Well, it's not as bad as it was during World War II.
Oh no,
yeah. Okay. Well, no, he's absolutely right, though. I mean, that's what we've. This is a problem that we have here is that people want to seek out opinions that they agree with,
yeah.
Right?
And well. Conspiracy.FreedomEagle says blah, 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 so it must be true, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but CNN, but CNN says, or Fox News or MSNBC, oh, those are real. Those are verified news sites. Those are honest. The New York Times, right? You know, even though it's owned by private interests and the sponsors in this case put out their own message, but oh, they print physical papers, Daryl. Those are real. It's true. If it's physical paper, it's real.
What is it called? Confirmation bias?
Yes.
I think when people seek out the information that already confirms what they already believe to be true, and of course they continue to believe that it's true because the thing that they're seeing is confirming that, and so therefore it's a cycle of people just kind of constantly reconfirming that bias. And then of course when they're on social media, they're usually around the people that also have the same views as them, so they're in the echo chamber, and it's very rare that anything contradictory can come in.
Right, and you had asked earlier, what's the difference between satire and fake news?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were serious that, or...
I'm kind of serious about it, because, certainly people have passed around satire articles that they believed to be true, like by The Onion. I remember there was one about China or something in North Korea that got passed around by a Chinese news agency. And then
Chinese Communist Party reprinted the thing where, alleging that Kim Jong-un was sexiest man in the world. But that was from The Onion.
Right. But they thought it was real.
No, right.
It wasn't intended as fake news. Like the Onion's intention wasn't to dupe anybody into thinking that.
But there are websites that people have created where a cursory glance at the site, you would think, this is a local TV station or this is a local radio station.
And news you can use, that kind of thing.
Yeah, things like that, to where they'll have a number and like...
WSUX.
I've not seen anybody using, something that would look like call signs, but like, Tulsa News Now.
Yeah.
And if you're not paying attention that Tulsa News Now isn't actually a thing in Tulsa, so the satire
site. It's true that if you're not paying attention, some people will think The Onion's true as well.
Or the Winooski. We've had people call in about that.
Or what's the other one? Babylon Bee is fairly popular. We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in on fake news, jump on in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work, then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We have time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
Fake news. People on the right, and elderly people on the right specifically, much more likely to be fooled.
They didn't say elderly people on the right. Oh. They just said elderly people, comma, and conservatives. So when they looked at these people that were in the study, they broke them out into groups based on age, based on political ideology, based on income, gender, and race. And they found no statistically significant differences when they looked at gender, race, or income. The only time that they found a difference
was age and political
beliefs. Age and political beliefs.
But not necessarily the together.
Gotcha. Correct.
Okay.
And now, I'm guessing that old conservatives are probably like 75 times more likely than young liberals.
Seems like a fair conclusion to draw. Yeah.
But, you know, because they said, again, specifically that those over 65 were 7 times more likely than those 18 to 29 to share fake news. And the people self-identified as very conservative shared misinformation 6.8 times more likely or more often than very liberal, and 6.7 times more often than moderates.
Well, and just to remind the audience, since they can't see your air quotes, but this is what this study, which includes a panel for a contribution from BuzzFeed, defines as fake news, right? That's what they call it.
Well, BuzzFeed didn't contribute to the study. BuzzFeed had a list of, here are sites that are probably sharing misinformation.
Okay, so who they consider, that's what I meant, who they consider, so it's their metric.
And you're calling BuzzFeed into question, basically?
Well, I mean, BuzzFeed's the original fake news site. I mean, they're the ones who...
They're the original clickbait site.
Well, I'd say they also spread fake news, but they're the ones who were the only ones who published via, you know, the Steele dossier.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, so the Steele dossier, that's where all like the Russian panic comes from in Washington. It's like a dossier that the Fusion GPS, which is a firm hired by it was a firm that wrote, they asked a former British intelligence officer to come up with dirt on President Trump, or who's in candidate Trump, and they brought a dossier that said how he had Russian prostitutes urinate on him.
Yeah,
that now it's been admitted that it was very probably not true. So it was, in a sense, fake news. It was something that they knew probably wasn't true, and they were the ones who published it. So they were the ones who got it all started. So BuzzFeed, I mean, for BuzzFeed to be calling others fake news. Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. What else do you want to share out of this?
No, that's it. We're done.
Well, so we were talking about the difference between satire and fake news.
Yeah.
And to me, I mean, not as somebody who's done an extensive study on fake news or anything like that, but if fake news is defined by information masquerading as true that is, you know, designed to fool people, then a lot of satire falls into that. If the intention of fake news is to get a certain political viewpoint promulgated, then maybe that's not the same as satire, satire can be political as well. I don't know. It just seems like a real blurry line.
The Candles Maker petition. The Candlemaker's petition is probably one of the best pieces of satire in all of human history that I'm aware of.
Okay.
That was written by Bastiat, where, among other things, he wrote this petition to the French Parliament, where at the time they were talking about the need to protect French workers from foreign workers and, you know, cheap foreign labor.
So protectionism.
Protectionism. Yeah. And he was like, I know of this free energy and free source of light that people are using, and we need to ban it and prohibit it to make sure that people buy candles. We need to make sure that people shutter their windows and blah, blah, blah. Basically, ban the sun.
Yeah. Being intentionally ludicrous to a point at which hopefully someone reading it would realize this is ludicrous. But you gave an example of Ben Franklin doing the same thing when it came to the daylight saving time concept.
Yeah, we need to blast cannons as the sun rises. And then like 100 years later, people thought, oh, wow, this man's such a genius, we need to change the clocks for reasons.
So at the time, people got it as satire, but later,
yes,
because he became sort of this noteworthy figure, they basically ignored any kind of idea that as they were reading it, it might possibly even be satire, because it came from someone so important,
yes,
it couldn't even be satire in their minds, and they just didn't even consider that, right?
Right.
So, again, you know, it seems like a real blurry line between fake news and satire, especially because not all satire sites are necessarily upfront about the fact that they are satire. You brought up The Onion, and then you looked during one of the breaks, and I looked as well, and they do have an about page on The Onion, but you have to scroll down to the frequently asked questions before you get to the question about, can I sue you? And then in the answer to the question, it's like, please don't, because satire is blah, 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 protected by, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where they sort of reveal that it's satire. But the actual about page itself has satire on it. The first few paragraphs,
yes,
are complete fabrications.
4.3 trillion readers a day.
Yeah. Now, anybody that looks at that obviously knows it's fake if they know how many people live in the world, but not everybody has those details.
Right.
In life.
Well, you're assuming that aliens that live in outer space aren't reading.
People. Right.
No, they don't say people.
Oh, readers. That's true. That's a good point.
4.3 trillion readers.
Well, yeah, and couldn't a reader also technically be like a web crawler bot, you know, like the bots could that be. Are constantly reading. You know, I mean, they're looking at the page,
yep.
right? They're parsing the text. And
yeah, so I pulled up the Wiki article for fake news just to see how Wikipedia defines it. They say fake news is a type of yellow journalism or propaganda that consists of deliberate disinformation or hoaxes spread via traditional print and broadcast news media or online social media.
I don't think there's much traditional print that's doing fake news.
No, it's all fake news. I mean, most of the mainstream media have reported on 9/11 or reports us on anything the government does is fake news because they're propagandists for it, for keeping the system together.
There were a lot of print media as well as broadcast media that a few years ago ran with this story about the North Korean state media allegedly putting out a press release that they had landed on the sun. And everybody's like, look how dumb the North Koreans are. They think they landed on the sun. But it was one of these fake stories to see if the media would go with the thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's go on with your... I've got the wiki here. Do you want to continue with the first paragraph?
Doesn't matter.
The term is also at times used to cast doubt upon legitimate news from an opposing political standpoint, a tactic known as the lying press. The false information is often caused by reporters paying sources for stories, an unethical practice called checkbook journalism. A lot of the tabloids were kind of known for doing that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the news then often reverberated as misinformation in social media, but occasionally finds its way into the mainstream media as well. It says here, it is published and written usually with the intent to mislead in order to damage an agency, entity, or person. All right, so with that in mind, here's a story that I just happened to see on The Onion from today. Headline, Fox News debuts premium channel for 24-hour coverage of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, New York. As part of its effort to provide the most comprehensive reporting possible on the freshman congresswoman, Fox News announced Wednesday the debut of a new premium television channel that will offer continuous, around-the-clock updates on Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York. Quote, for an extra $8.99 per month, you'll have an all-access pass to the AOC Zone, which features wall-to-wall... which features wall-to-wall coverage of every word Ocasio-Cortez utters, as well as in-depth analysis of her wardrobe and any videos we're able to dig up from her college days, said Fox spokesperson Avery Madison, adding that the new channel will include uninterrupted live footage of the 29-year-old representative every time she appears in public, along with nonstop commentary from a 12-person panel of experts. Quote, we know our viewers will come to depend on this outlet for 24-hour coverage of AOC, which is why her tweets, Instagram posts, and her latest wacky policy proposals will appear in a ticker at the bottom of the screen. We're particularly excited for the premiere of the channel's flagship program, AOC Tonight with Tucker Carlson. Minutes after AOC's Zone began broadcasting, sources confirmed its ratings had already surpassed those of Fox News. So, is that fake news or is it satire?
Satire.
It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years. Poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions.
decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about fake news or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can do that. 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord call-in lines are over there at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Vincent, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. The Ocasio-Cortez story, Vincent, you've got some news about this lady. You know, we haven't really talked much about her. Apparently, Fox News is obsessed with her. That's what the Onion story that we shared just a moment ago about them launching a 24-hour Ocasio-Cortez channel was sort of riffing on the idea that they're spending an inordinate amount of time on this 29-year-old freshman U.S. congressperson.
I would say the right, I guess as people say, conservative or right-wing media in general. I mean, like the InfoWars, they have a T-shirt with her face on it now. So, I mean,
wow.
It's like she's sort of become their new, like, punching bag, someone to bring up, someone to basically get content for them, right? She, and, you know, wisely,
yeah, sure.
She says all sorts of outrageous, attention-grabbing things, and these people, they don't have anything better to report on, so they just report on that for segments on end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they like to laugh at her, say how her ideas are stupid, but...
And they probably are. I mean, she is a socialist. I don't know much about what she says, but, I mean, that's all I really need to know.
She's advocated for 70% income tax bracket.
A new Green Deal, which, like, some people say, will add trillions to the deficit.
And, you know, broken clock, right, occasionally. She did say that during the government shutdown, Congress should not be paid.
Okay. All right. Which is common sense.
I agree with her there. One would think it's common sense, but when Congress had that legislation pending before them, they took no action.
Well, of course not. They're not going to pull their own paychecks, right? Now, I'm going to guess she's probably good on the marijuana issue. That's just, I'm just going to guess.
I don't know. I've heard nothing.
Based on her age, I mean, she's 29 years old.
Well, like one would think, and usually that's the default. People say, "Oh, well, Democrats are pro-weed," but like you know, I've been
not all of them.
No. I'd say for most of them aren't because you know both sides. Every politician benefits from having something criminalized because it's more people to put into private prisons.
Sure,
get more lobbying. But she, as I was saying earlier, she's someone to be taken seriously because Rasmussen. They had a poll. It's like a sort of a hypothetical or like sort of made up scenario.
Now, real quick, I just went to her website.
Yeah.
And clicked on issues, and it does say under criminal justice reform and private prisons, Alexandria supports the federal legalization of marijuana, ending for-profit prisons and detention centers, the release of individuals incarcerated for nonviolent drug offenses.
Okay. All right. So we're with her on that one.
But, I mean, a lot of them say that, right? I think maybe even Gene Shaheen or Maggie Hassan had some of those on there. Do they ever get passed? Well, no. But she, in a Rasmussen poll, they did a, like, hypothetical face-off for 2020 between her and Trump. And Trump was only, they were neck and neck, right? Very close. Trump was 43%. She was, like, 40%. Mm. And so
the rest were undecided?
Yeah, 17% was undecided from my memory.
And you said this is a hypothetical 2020 matchup?
Let's see here. I have it.
Or 2024, because she's not eligible to run in 2020.
They said even though acknowledging she wasn't, it said if the question here I have in front of me, if a presidential race in 2020 was between Donald Trump and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who would you vote for? So, you know, even though...
It's basically a pointless poll, but it's kind of interesting to see what people are,
I wouldn't say it's pointless because you have sort of two ideologies, right? You have conservative capitalism represented by Trump, and then you
interesting term. I've not heard that before.
Well, it's because, you know, people say, oh, Trump's free. Just hold on. Oh, yeah, Trump's free market, you know. but no, he's not. I mean, he's used crony capitalism, you know, state-backed capitalism his whole life. And, you know, just it's like a mafia don running the country.
You don't get to be a casino owner or whatever without being tied into the mafia.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
And you know, both the underground mafia and the overground mafia,
the government.
I.e. the government.
Right.
Exactly. And so I think it's just like facing the two ideologies, right? The MAGA, right? The Trump movement or what he represents. And the, you know, democratic socialist youth, you know, what is
soy boys. Well, because Bernie's pretty old, right? Like, I know a bunch of people want to see Bernie go 2020, but what is he in his mid-80s at this point? I think the last I heard, maybe like 84 or something like that. I mean, he is no spring chicken when it comes to people running for president.
Currently 77.
Really? God, he seems so much older than that. Trump is like, what, 74-ish, somewhere in that range? So, I mean, Trump's going to be ancient.
Trump's currently 72.
A long way.
Yeah. So, I mean, 5 years from now, Trump's going to be close to death.
Well, the next election's in 2 years.
I know, but if you were to not, for some reason, skip the next election and run against Ocasio-Cortez in 5 years, then
people and rich
really
people. And
well, if he loses in 2020, he could run in 2024.
That's a good point.
I mean, people are living longer, especially rich people, especially rich politicians. Like Dick Cheney should have been dead probably 20 years from now, but he's using, I don't know, like the powers of bail and virgin blood keeping him alive.
Yeah, they can afford a lot of stuff like that.
But here, the story here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's going to, quote, run train on the progressive agenda. And this is by Mediadite.com, published today. And Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mocked her critics in a Washington Post interview, telling them to, quote, enjoy being exhausted for the next 2 years while we run train on the progressive agenda.
Run train. According to Urban Dictionary,
they go into
even know if we can say what this is.
It goes into that here. It follows in the Mediadite article. According to Urban Dictionary, not always a reliable source but useful in this case, run train is colloquially defined as to, quote, gang. I don't know if I can say that. Someone
do something
with,
sexual with a gang.
Quote, with several friends, which doesn't always have to be friends.
And she wants to do this to the progressive movement?
It seems as if that's her intention. Ocasio-Cortez has pledged to gang do something sexual or the thing. I can't say
to run train.
Yeah, run train. The progressive agenda comes in the transcript of an extensive interview with a Post in which she was asked about, quote, conservative media setting her up as, quote, another boogeyman on the left. Quote, I also think it's encouraging because this is my sixth day in Congress and we're out of all of their artillery, she said, referring to the fake photo of her feet in a bathtub that was covered controversially by the Daily Caller. Quote, the nude is supposed to be like the bazooka, you know, like, we're going to take her down. Dude, you're all out of bullets. You're all out of bombs. You're all out of all this stuff.
Wait. I don't pay attention to this internal political conflict. Is she saying that there are people, she's like the enemy of the progressive movement, even though she's a progressive, there's people that are trying to take her down within the movement, basically?
I think she's talking about people within the Democratic Party, because there was a story from a couple of days ago, headline, fellow Dems chastise Ocasio-Cortez, quote, she doesn't understand how the place works.
Yeah, I do remember.
So they're basically saying, hey, lady, slow your roll, mm-hmm. learn how Congress works, sit down, shut up for a little bit.
Wait until the lobbyists with her money give it to you, and then it'll all become clear once, right? And that's pretty much what it is. I mean, even though I don't agree with her agenda, you got to give it to her for at least wanting something to change, right? But soon someone is going to show up with a briefcase full of money and probably do the same thing, and just give it to her and say, all right, you know, you're done. You could continue tweeting as much as you want, but when it really comes down to the brass tacks of it, you vote our way, or, you know, we'll release whatever. And so what she's referring to here is what, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, Much Ado About Nothing, where she had, you know, she had a video of her dancing, and then she had a picture of her with a bottle of wine in a bathtub, and it's like
a scandal.
Well, exactly, and not too
conservatives
many
conservatives were like, ah!
Yeah, hold on now. They say conservatives did that, but it was only just a few people on Twitter, right? Aside from maybe just in this case the Daily Caller that posted it, it's like, it's in my opinion, I view, because, you know, I have to look at news for my school, my work, so I'm just constantly reading over it. It's a lot of like manufactured controversy, because
thing when every year Starbucks doesn't put baby Jesus on their coffee cups, and there's like three conservatives that get upset, but there's all these bot accounts on Twitter that repost it, mm-hmm. and it's like
just to create
conservatives
division.
Are all upset. Well,
not really.
And
there are some, but we call them idiots.
And it's just an excuse to make articles. I couldn't tell you how many articles from mainstream sources that they say, oh, outrage, and it just shows a few people tweets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Twitter is now a major part of the news cycle.
It's crazy how many news stations and sources are reporting on Twitter.
I see stuff in UPI and Reuters all the time where, so and so posted on Twitter, and then they give the quote that the person
the
made
exploded.
On.
Or it's not even necessarily a so and so. It's just like, here's what the Twitter is saying about, and then, you know,
and then
it.
They just like,
and then they put a bunch of different tweets from different people.
That's
page.
What I call like, fake news, right. Not because it's lies, because it's not news. No one cares.
Somebody did a search. Some editor on whatever the site is did a search for a hashtag on Twitter and then made an article about it.
Twitter makes it easy. Here's the top 10 trending things for today.
Let's report on that.
The article here that you pulled up, Vincent, says it's unclear whether AOC is aware that Run Train has a sexual reference.
God. She's 29. Shouldn't she know, like, memes and Urban Dictionary? I can't believe she
should.
All right. There's more coming up tomorrow. You'll see us then online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.